Trying to establish, is there an actual link between breed of dog and their likelihood to bite? Because there's so many arguments and people contesting this issue, and it's become a hot topic recently with the amount of children especially being mauled and fatally attacked in America and the UK.
And is it the case, and not obviously preempting your research, is it a case of disproving or perhaps proving that these dangerous dogs, in inverted commas, are responsible for the majority of these?
I suppose looking at what is there to protect people so far, which is not protecting people at all. Mm. So far in my studies, I have found that even if a dog is listed as a dangerous dog, people are still being attacked by them. Mm. It's a very, very small instance, but there's obviously the owners are not taking the precautionary measures that are outlined in the legislation.
Responsible ownership, really.
I suppose, yes, yeah.
And then are you going to sort of be focusing on, I mean, you might get certain breeds of dogs that bite all the time, yeah, but it's nips because they're little or what have you, and then you would have a bigger dog whose bite is bigger than its bark, literally. So does that form part of this research as well? Or
So far, I mean, I've gotten a great, great response since it's taken off. Mm. And I'm finding that, and my lecturer told me about this, that if you decide to stick to one area, you will see the trends in that area.
Yeah.
So when we look at Donegal, the big sector here is sheep farming. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the popular dogs are sheep dogs. So collies and Jack Russells, yeah. But even in Cork, a similar study was carried out and the same dogs were coming up there. This is not to say that these dogs are dangerous dogs, because any dog has the potential to bite. And I've seen that with the results. There's so many different dogs, even very purebred, very unusual dogs to be seen here. But there's any instance at all.
Yeah, and it probably is pointing to responsible ownership, isn't it?
Exactly,
really, to a great extent. And how long does this body of work take then? I mean, there's a lot in it. I mean, you have to get to a certain level, a certain amount of research before it starts sort of, you can follow a trend and it means something, doesn't it?
That's what we started first. We had a guideline. So I was doing my literature review, which is gathering all the information. And there's been some absolutely great researchers in Ireland. There's Edmund O'Sullivan. He's mm-hmm. a vet in County Cork and he's done a few studies. Park O'Sullivan, he's a PhD student from NUIG, and he's done amazing studies as well, showing how there's been a rise in hospitalizations even since legislation has been introduced. I mean, so obviously the legislation isn't working. And Nancy Creedon then is a dog behaviorist, and she's found a lot. So I've just been gathering global and international research, and then we started the surveys.
I wonder how many people are actually aware of the fact that in the first instance there is legislation in this country.
I don't know.
Regard.
It's in 1998. It was I think Noel Dempsey. Mm. He was the one that made out, or he was part the minister at the time. And there is a list of 11 dogs.
How often is it reviewed, on what was it based?
Yeah.
Did they, do the research that you're doing, or did they base it off previous research? You know, I mean, I would say if we go back, something big happened that year.
It did, yeah. There was a lot of bites.
Right, and then the government would say, right, we have to do something about it. And then that's parked then.
Similar thing happened in Canada. They in Montreal, they were about to bring in a pit bull ban because of the death surrounding a 55-year-old woman. But when they looked into it, it wasn't actually a pit bull that attacked her, apparently. It wasn't at all. It was
but
a boxer,
they went ahead
thing.
And
See, people are just visually identifying dogs instead of actually DNA testing them.
Yes, and that's important. Before you start making laws
to visualize a pure breed, I mean, you can sometimes tell, but a lot of the people that are coming back to me are saying it was a mixed breed or a terrier, mm-hmm. and it's not really specific. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be putting them in specific categories in my statistics. But I mean, it's just any dog has a potential to bite, and that is what I'm having here. Even toy dogs are coming up a lot for facial injuries and hand injuries.
Mm. It depends on the size of the person. I mean,
yes,
it might
be
you or me, but if it's a little toddler or something, it's much more significant. So how can people help with your research? You're still looking for people to get in touch with you, aren't you?
And thanks so much to Highland Radio, the Donegal Daily, Donegal Women. There's been, I think, for Paws, there's Kennels and Letterkenny. They've shared my survey. And Buy and Sell Letterkenny, I shared their survey to on the Facebook page there. So if you do type in LY2 student on Google and look up survey or Donegal Daily survey, it does come up. It is, that's the problem with these kind of things. Unless you send out a census to people, you won't have everybody involved.
I think this is something dog lovers should be involved in, because maybe some people might say, this is a charter for banning this, that and that.
No, not at all.
It is something dog lovers should be, because it's probably going to vindicate some dogs too.
There's so many dogs in America and the UK that are put to sleep just based on the fact that they're a dangerous dog and they might not have ever done anything wrong at all. So it's just their history has to be looked into, individual history of
okay.
dogs.
Okay, how long is this going to take you, Tara?
So I think I will be shutting down the survey maybe next week for okay. just the general public. And I'm hoping to interview a few more people that would have like...
well, we'll link it on our Facebook page and people can ring us and we'll pass the info on. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. I think it's a really interesting piece of work.
Yeah.
You have to, I presume then you have to number crunch and...
Yeah, again, I'm not trying to demonise any dogs. I'm just proving that any dog can bite. And I'm really grateful for everyone that has taken part and sharing your stories with me. It's been really eye-opening. Everyone's like... on background and to what happened. And
you'll let us know then, won't you, so we can pass on to listeners when the information is ready for digestion, I suppose.
Yeah, hopefully. Super. I mean, it'll be like, I think May now is when everything has to culminate Excellent. Together. So,
Tara O'Sullivan, a student at LYIT, thank you so much for coming in and talking about that with us.
Thank you very much.